201. Let's start.
Call the meeting in order. It's 2:02, May 9th. We will open with public comments. Are there any public comments, either in attendance or
recording in progress
on the machine?
I don't think anyone's logged in yet.
Is anybody logged in?
Nope.
Okay. Then what we're going to do, if the board is okay with it, we're going to move up with the guest presentation from Saluting Branches, as opposed to waiting until we're through with everything else. We'll give you a Pete.
Sure.
We'll give you an opportunity to make your presentation.
Okay.
And then, if you choose, you can retreat.
Sounds good.
All right.
All right. Well, first of all, I just wanted to thank you guys for giving me some time. I know I didn't really announce myself that I was going to be here today, but just wanted to say thank you for Grant having me out here today. So, I work for the City of Sheridan. I'm one of the arborists on staff out there for our Parks Department. I work as a landscape technician. So, give you a little background on my experience with Saluting Branches. There was a gentleman by the name of Roy Holdman down in Gillette. He works for Campbell County Parks and Recreation. He originally brought this Saluting Branches to the state of Wyoming. It would have been 6 years ago now. So he had been doing it down there for quite a few years, and 4 years back, he was looking to create a little bit more of this Saluting Branches thing around the state to keep it moving around the state. So I'll give you just the what Saluting Branches is, kind of read what this actually is, so you have a little bit better understanding. So the mission of Saluting Branches is to honor American servicemen and women by organizing volunteer tree and landscape care for the property dedicated to our veterans. The history behind the Saluting Branches, it was created by Rainbow Tree Care. It is a nonprofit organization dedicated to recognizing and honoring veterans. So Saluting Branches, what this is it's a day every single year that is set aside. It's the same day every year. It's all on a volunteer basis. This is a nonprofit. I think last year it was 85 plus locations in the United States plus Mexico City. So now they're bringing this nationwide. They started this out east. I think Arlington was probably one of the first ones that they started this Saluting Branches at. So what we do is site leaders, which would be myself. Last year was my first year working as a site leader. What we do is we gather all these individuals, companies, organizations, and we volunteer a day of caring for trees, planting trees, mulching, fertilizing, whatever we can to do in these cemeteries to really honor not just the people that are interned at these cemeteries, but also the trees that bring the beauty to these cemeteries. So it's just our way of giving back to these cemeteries, spending a little time saying how grateful we are, and to provide you guys with a service. So last year, 2020, just some quick references, there were over 4,000 volunteers across the United States at all these locations, 80 plus locations. That was the seventh annual last year. The 2022 did happen. We had it 21 and 22 here. 20, it didn't happen. So we, yeah, I mean, this it's a big deal. We have a lot of fun doing it. Last year, I think we had close to 40 individuals out here. I think 9 or 10 companies. We planted several trees. But yes, that's that's kind of the spiel behind saluting branches, and I would like to answer guys any questions you guys have, any more information you guys are looking for.
Now, if we have the trees here at the time, you will plant any tree?
Or yeah. So
you have to. I mean, you have to know. I would assume you have to know in advance. If,
right. Yeah. So last year, when I came up and talked with you guys, really we're in the planning stage where we try to plan out what you guys are hoping to get done. Whether it's tree pruning, tree removal, and if we have a bunch of trees that we want to plant so we can start building really just a format of what the scope of work can be. So when we do get our number of volunteers down, I can look through those names, and when they do sign up as volunteers, they provide what services they can actually do on the day. And then I create, as a site leader, I can create just work orders and really create groups to get certain work done. So that's my portion as a site leader. But really, it's just trying to get as many people out here that we can get as much work done for you guys as we can.
And I'd like to, as for the veterans here in the Buffalo community, we thank you a lot, because this cemetery, we're proud of it. It's one of a very nice looking, and you guys did an outstanding job last year when I was out here with you.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Well, we were hoping to do it again with you guys, and I just wanted to be sure that we were good to be able to come out and do that again with you guys. So that's partially why I was here, to meet you guys, get permission from you guys as a cemetery district, and I would love to start with the planning phase and move forward and get as many people out here to volunteer and do what work we can for you guys.
Okay. That's great. That would be great.
Yeah.
What's the date?
So the date would be, I believe this year it's September 21st. So it's usually on the 19th, but I think they bumped it up a couple days, and I'm not sure why the reason was, but I believe it's September 21st this year. Yeah.
Any other questions or comments from the board?
I'd like to comment that I worked with them last year, and just excellent time, some good professional work. In the past, we have tried to supply lunch and breakfast for the crews that come out, and I would like to strongly encourage that again. It's definitely worth the expense. They do an excellent job.
So yeah, I guess moving forward, if you guys wanted to discuss or prioritize some of the work that you guys would like to see done in the cemetery, so that I can really get a feeler out to the guys that usually volunteer for this day. And once I kind of have a good idea of what you guys would like to see done, makes my job a lot more easy to create scope of work and really just a plan for the day. So I do have Grant's email. And he has mine, so if you guys do have any other further questions, feel free to touch base with me. All
right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
And also, tell if I bought your website where if they want to make contributions.
Right, yes, yeah. So they do have a website. It's just salutingbranches.org. All the information behind Saluting Branches, all the history, anything that you really would like to see is on that website. They do take in-kind donations. I'm not sure if you can do in-kind donations specifically for a location or whether it's distributed nationwide. I know I do my in-kind donation myself. And, you know, wherever the money goes, that's awesome, right? So they do those. One thing we do like to try and do for the companies and people that do come out is we try to get in-kind donations from companies around town just to raffle off to all the guys that are out here spending their time volunteering for a day. So, but yeah. You guys have any other questions at all? Okay. So I will wait to hear back from you guys. I'll be in touch with Grant a little bit more. And yeah, I will gladly answer any other questions you guys have. Like I said, if you would like to touch base with me, Grant has my email, reach out, and I can provide any more information you guys would like.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, we'll move on. Any other, we have any public comments or, now, Grant, where are we at? Where are we at with that Sims presentation? Can maybe
he can wait come in at any minute.
Pardon me?
He's just standing ready for whenever. But he can wait.
I guess we could go ahead.
Did you want to tackle that right now?
I think so. As long as we've made the accommodation for someone else, we should probably go ahead and then I'm going to.
It'll take me a minute to get this set up here.
In the future, I would prefer to do the immediate business first and then do this.
It's up to the board.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, if he's waiting in the wings, that's fine, but. Yeah. I like to get what we have.
But this guy, he has to come back here, and so it'd be nice to get him out of the way.
The Sims guy?
No.
I'm thinking that's what I'm thinking about. We need that kind of stuff.
Free guy is like, they do awesome work around.
No, I don't care. That's fine. Yeah. But for Sims, I'd rather get this done.
Yeah.
And then if it's not 5 o'clock.
Well. Luke and I, we're going to make an amendment that we're going to cut these meetings down. We got better things to do. It's like 5 hours in here.
Oh, come on. We got nothing.
I could be out there helping you with that irrigation system.
The wife's in the hole right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So we may not be too long. Or
yeah, that's right. I'll be in trouble.
Sweeping the dog out tonight.
Yeah. And that's exactly why I was so excited to be in. Ooh, sorry, you're still in touch. So, that's me. Business first. Party in the back.
That's right. Someone wants to blow up real bad.
Oh.
It's the new thing.
It's a phase.
I know. Norris had one.
Yeah.
Anthony had one.
Yes, they all had them. So.
Norris is
throwing it out.
You don't love him any less. I mean, I had a kid who went through college with hair down to his feet. The minute he graduated, it all came.
All right.
As soon as Norris went to college and the other Bronc Riders saw him, they said, "You'll be cutting that or we will." And see, he got it cut.
Did we decide if we move?
I think he's got him.
He's trying to get it or something.
Just
you.
There he is.
Hey, how's it going?
Are you with Sims?
I am.
Oh, got the right one.
Put him up on there if it's easier for y'all.
Yes, please. That would be much better.
There we go.
Absolutely.
There we go.
All right, here we go. Should I just dive right into it?
Yes.
Yeah. Sure, that'd be great.
For sure. Let me share my screen. And what I usually do with these is I have a brief presentation. Just showing you about our company and Sims, and then after that, I'll show you your actual Sims site, since you guys have been clients for a while now. But that being said, let me go ahead and share my screen. And let's do this. Can you see my Sims presentation?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. So, as you already know, our cemetery software is called Sims. Our company is called Raymaker & Associates. Sims stands for Cemetery Information Management System. So our company's roots are in architecture and engineering. We were founded in 1991. We have around 120 employees that have been employee-owned since 2007. We're headquartered in a small town in south central Wisconsin with about 90 employees in Wisconsin, but have employees in 17 states. So Rainmaker has 6 areas we do business in. So we do a lot of things besides cemetery software. For example, we do architecture, so we design multifamily projects and hotels. We do environmental engineering, so we do cleaning up of leaking underground fuel tanks, environmental assessments, and wetland studies. We do aquatic facility design, so we design indoor and outdoor water parks. We do telecommunications, so we design tower sites for folks like AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile. We do civil engineering, so we do designing of roads, subdivisions, water systems, and land surveying. We also do cemetery design and master planning within that civil engineering group. And last but not least, we do geographic information systems. So that's actually the department Sims is with. That's the department I'm with. My background is in GIS, so is most of our team. So I'm sure you have all, you're probably heard of GIS before, correct? Mm-hmm. You have an idea of what GIS is?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Essentially, yeah, it's just a specialized area of IT, involves linking databases to maps. So you have a smart map that reflects the changes in the database in real time. You can click on the map, retrieve information, or search for something and see the results on a map. So back in the 90s, this was mainly used in cities to like track parcels of land, who owns land, what the taxes are, what the assessed value is. And we were actually the first to apply this technology to cemeteries. And that was over 20 years ago in 1998. So we have been around for a while in the cemetery business. So our very first client was a city-owned cemetery in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. They were using paper maps, paper records, and lot books. And we're looking for a better way to do things. So they reached out to us. We wrote a proposal to combine all these sources of information into one place and make it easy for them to update the maps without being a GIS expert. And this is a really good solution for them. So we realized there was a need for this kind of software in the industry. So after that first cemetery, we started to go to cemetery trade shows and advertising cemetery making and had a lot of success. And over the next 15 years, we implemented Sims to hundreds of cemeteries all over the world. We also started to write other products during that time. So we have like started implementing QuickBooks with Sims. We started implementing a public-facing interface, which you do have, and I'll show you your burial search site today. And then around 2013, we realized the software industry was changing. So the internet evolved, became a bigger part of how cemeteries and businesses were operating. Tablets and smartphones were outnumbering computers, and clients wanted to access their data even if they weren't sitting in the cemetery office or city hall. They will want to look things up while working from home or while standing out in the cemetery. And they also didn't want to deal with the expense of maintaining servers and doing backups. So we began the transition to the cloud, making our software completely web-based, which is what you all have. So we completely rewrote our software from scratch, recreated all things our desktop software could do in a web-based environment. Specifically, we made it accessible from the phone, tablets, so you can use the GPS to like navigate around the cemetery. And today we have over 700 cemeteries on our cloud platform. This is kind of a map showing some of those if you did want some to look. I can show you this a little later. So that's about covers our background. Any questions on our background before I kind of get into actually what you have right now?
No.
All right, so we have your software. So has anyone logged into the Sims and, like, played around? Or, like, I guess what? Where are you all at with your knowledge of Sims, I guess? I should maybe even ask this before I start.
I didn't know I could.
Yeah, absolutely. And so was our main contact Megan Boggs? Is that right?
Previously, yes.
Yeah, so right now you do have a live license for Sims. And I can even tell you, looks like you have 2 licenses actually. So you have a Willow Grove Cemetery 2015 at Gmail and wgrove 421 at gmail.com. So you do have the ability to log into your system right now, and you'll see what we're seeing right here. And essentially, you're Yeah, your database is already full with information on who's buried there, who owns the spaces, etc. So if I were to zoom in here, you'll start to notice a couple things. You'll see these spaces are color-coded, and that's based off of the status of the space. So the green ones are available for sale, the light blue are sold, dark blue are sold with burial, the red are, looks like you created some custom statuses, so the red ones are available, ashes only, and then you have some purple ones that are reserved for veterans. A couple other things that you'll notice is you'll see burial shapes and markers. So yeah, you actually have been, your cemetery's been using Sims to the max here. So you'll see these burial shapes. If you click on the burial, you'll retrieve all the information of who's buried in that space. For burial, so for example, this burial is Michael Roger Harriet, buried on 6/20/2020. And it looks like you've even uploaded some burial permits. You have an obituary assigned to this space, and you have a picture of Mike as well. So you can print these documents at any time from Sims. You'll also notice the different burial shapes. So it looks like that's a cremation. These look like full bodies. These may be infants. You'll also notice there's yellow burials, so that's depicting a veteran burial, so you can quickly see which burials are veterans and which ones are not. So very useful during Memorial Day or Veterans Day if you plant flags. Since it is all cloud-based, you could pull it up on your tablet, walk the cemetery, oh, that's a veteran burial, plant a flag there. You'll have a little GPS marker if you click this button, and they'll just follow you around the cemetery where you're located. So you do have quite a bit of information in Sims. Is there any questions on kind of just the brief look of it?
Who owns that data? Oldest,
you do. It's your data.
So if we switched companies, you can export all of that data into a new software.
Yeah, well, you could download your data at any time, yeah. So if you came up to utilities and you click download cemetery data, that would download all the tables on the back end as well as the shape files that created the map.
Not that we're switching, I'd just like to ask.
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah,
yeah, obviously we wouldn't hope that you would leave. But yeah, no, I mean, it is your data at any time, so yeah, you could download it.
What would be the expected, you know, one of the things we struggle with is it seems to be pretty time consuming to enter the data and pretty expensive for us. Are we using it to the extent other cemeteries are using it? Are we using it more? What's been your experience of what it should take to enter the data?
Oh, I mean, I can sell a space and bury somebody in less than a minute. So I don't know what... I mean, depends on you know how to use the system. I can even show you, if you want, I can show you how you would enter information. Would that be useful? I got Excel these two spaces right now.
Yes.
That might be helpful, just so we can understand the process and what the work goes into it.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, let's go ahead and I'm going to click on that space. I'm going to sell this. I'll sell this to me and my wife. So I'm going to switch it from available to sold.
Can we move that?
Yeah, can you ship them over?
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Oh,
we lost.
Go back.
Our camera.
Your face is covering up what we want to see.
There you go.
There we go.
Right there.
That was our problem. All right, good.
Oh, the Zoom meeting?
Yeah. Now we're good. Yeah.
Now you can zoom again. It was just I needed to move your location on our screen.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so I just clicked on, I'm going to sell section 7, lot 6, space 1 and 2, and I'll sell it to me and my wife, and I'll delete all my data when we're done here. But essentially, you'll click on the space or get to the space. You can also get there using our list, search. I mean, there's plenty of different ways to get there, but since we're already in this area, I'll just go ahead and click on it. I switch the status from available to sold. I'm going to go ahead and create a record for me. And I will create my wife. say we sold this today. And maybe it was $500 for space. Update, it's going to say which space and or spaces you want to sell to them. I'm going to come down to lot 6. I'm going to click 1 and 2. We'll click save. Are you sure? We are. Give it a second to update. We officially sold 2 spaces to myself and my wife. If I were to go to space 2, you'll see Amanda and myself own these spaces.
And then to update,
that would be the,
upload the burial permit and like an obituary, how would you do that?
Absolutely. So right now we've just simply sold the spaces. So we would need to add, say I passed away, we would need to add the burial. So say I'm getting buried in space 1. We'll go to the burial tab. We'll click add new burial. Choose your shape, size, and location. So this is where if it's cremation, you can choose a certain shape or whatnot. We'll just stick with that rectangle. Next. And burial type, I'll just say standard. Again, I'm going to search my name this time because I'm already in your system. We'll say I'm buried today. Say you officially buried me in the system. So now if we wanted to upload an obituary, we can go to new media. If you already had it saved on your computer, you can either drag and drop it in this. You can click choose files and go to the location. If you don't, say you just had like a physical like document, you can connect to a document camera and then, you know, load on your document camera, capture and upload. What else?
That's it.
Yeah, we're impressed with how quick this is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's extremely easy. So where are my photos, though? There you go. So let's go to, I have some demo photos.
Oh my.
And we'll say there's a couple things. Maybe there's a lot, there's a obituary. I have a death certificate, it looks like. And let's just say I have a picture of headstone. Selected all 3. We'll click save. And we have officially uploaded those 3 pictures she sent us. So you can print these at any time. If I were to click this button right here, it'll actually automatically show it in your burial search. So, so if I were to check that, and let's go to your public-facing interface. And I'll go ahead and search near. There I am. Oh, I just searched owners. I should have searched burials, of course. So then it'll bring me to my burial, and you'll see the picture that I allowed to be accessible to the public. Now, if somebody called in and say, I want to know where my loved one, Timmy Deer, is buried, what you could do is you could either send them to your public-facing interface, this burial search, you have a link to this. I don't know if you're putting it on your website right now or whatnot, but I can send this to you or whatever. And then say they wanted directions, they can click this Google Navigate, and they'll actually pull out Google. And I live in Madison, Wisconsin, so within 15 hours and 55 minutes, I could drive to your cemetery, and I can actually walk to the grave.
Huh. Amazing.
So, yeah, it's pretty quick to enter the data.
Can you show how to enter all the personal information as well? Because there's a lot more to entering data than what we're covering right now.
Absolutely. Yeah, so like say we had my birth date, I'll just click on my record right there. Maybe I'll just tell you. And I'll say we have that date as well. What else did you want
me to do? We can work across all those tabs. Usually we try to get anything, we fill it out as much as possible. Address, contact.
Now, do we get permission from people to put that in there?
Their personal information.
Yeah, even like cause.
The personal
information. I'm kind of creeped out.
The and they do get permission when they apply for the burial permit.
Okay. I want to make sure they know what all they're really making public.
This is not public information here.
Yeah.
This is in-house information, what he's filling out right now.
Correct.
So there's two.
Yeah,
there's two portals.
But if it's a government entity, it's.
There's two portals to Sims. There's the public, and then there's the in-house.
This isn't
correct. Yep.
We
yep.
are so government. Like, we own here. That data. Why are we tracking some of that? I think this is another discussion, but I'm like, I just want to know how much data are we really tracking on people, and if we really have their permission to do that. Says the libertarian in the group.
I mean, I guess I.
Somewhat libertarian, anyway.
What I usually try to get is enough information to contact the family in the event that the person who owns the deed passes away, like next of kin, things like that. So, and then contact information.
Yeah, that's
a mailing address.
Okay.
Things like that. So there is some information we don't make public, but we do need in house.
And does Danette have the same system down in KC?
Yes,
that's all the work she does.
Okay. Now, one question. Now, if I want to know where all the veterans were, can you do that and be able to print it up?
Yeah.
Like when we put flags on the cemetery, I'd like to have that for information.
Sure. I actually provided that for the flag centers last year. In fact, the Tim could probably show you how to do that.
Yeah, 100%. So, well, there's a couple things. I already highlighted my veterans, so those are yellow on the map. If you wanted a list of all of your veterans, like maybe sorted by, like their, like where they're located.
Yes.
You come here, you do burials, you'll check their veteran, you'll do search, you'll get your list up here in a second, and then you can print this or download it.
Lots
so here's a list of your.
There's
your
name.
Yep. So right here, so this is your. Number right here, space ID is essentially your levels. Yep.
Okay.
And can you sort that by space or by name or different ways?
Okay. Yeah, you could. If I click on this, it'll sort it by that.
Okay,
so
that's what I
thought.
You can
choose whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, you can even pick and choose which fields you want to print. If I were to click this, I can turn on and all stuff. Maybe you don't really care about cause of death or. Really, all these are veterans, so this is kind of redundant. You could turn that off and then.
But we can sort of by each lot or block. You know, like what is that, block two? You know, give everybody block two, then block three.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Okay,
so if I were
good,
to do that,
good,
that
yeah.
space ID, it's just, yeah, absolutely.
Wow, that's huge for you.
That's
going to
be huge because we've got kids out here that help with flying. So
that's exactly what I did. I just printed that list right
there. Including adjustments for timing shifts and.
I'll say it. Perfect.
Great. Well, thanks, Tim. Appreciate your time.
Yeah. Any other questions or?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Anything else I can?
He knows who my name. I ask questions directly usually if I have any.
Very cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Very good. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. So thank you.
For sure. And then Grant, I don't know which one of you are Grant, but if you did, you are the new user of Sims, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so if you wanted like a more in-depth training, I'd be happy to sit down with you.
Okay.
Obviously, get you up to speed on everything, because we just scratched the surface yet.
Right, yeah.
For sure.
That's a good overview, though.
Cool.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yep, absolutely. All the good rest of your day.
All right,
you as well.
You have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
That's neat. Well, I like the idea that... You can see what everything is.
And I'm curious, any information that we put in there, that's public information to begin with, isn't it?
Yes. We only insert.
I mean, we're taking
but still.
We don't make it available to the public, we just use it in house.
And I think by the fact that you are agreeing to bury a person there, that you're kind of agreeing to give up some information.
Yeah, we don't put people underground without knowing who they are, why they're there. Not necessarily why, usually, but at least who they are, because that could get us into some real serious trouble.
All right. We'll move on.
Yes.
We will be approving the vouchers. Now, we did pull the one... with the four missing, we only got.
I got another one, John.
But we're still short two.
Yeah, Paul is going to call them. I'm sure they were probably mailed since they were service invoices and not credit invoices. So he's going to call him and get them for us. And I did get the Bighorn Tire one. I'll have that one.
Okay. So we're going to pull one for the time being. So we're not going to approve that one for now.
Okay. I think that's a good
recording in progress.
A good rule of thumb that we just want to approve them until the vouchers, and that way that make sure that maybe help make sure that the vouchers get turned in. If we could go back to Sims for a second, would you let us know how we all can access Sims?
Yeah, there's a link on our website. You can also go to the county webpage and our special districts, look up cemetery, and there's a link there
as well.
So there's
no secret password?
No. Oh. That will get you into the public side of it. He was demonstrating primarily on the business side of it.
I've been in the public side of it.
Oh, that's all I've done, too. The public side, sorry.
I thought you were special.
No.
Okay.
Misunderstood the question. It's very important.
I misunderstood the answer.
Okay. I need a motion to approve the vouchers.
I make the motion to approve the vouchers except for the one that's missing the invoices.
Second.
There's been a motion to approve the vouchers, and there's been a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed signify by saying no. There being none, the motion is approved. Has everyone had an opportunity to look through the minutes of last month's board meeting?
Well, this says March. Would it be April's meetings? Because this is an April meeting, and this says March. So I think it should be April.
Yeah. Oh, that was a mistake. Yeah, I should say.
Yeah, I was going to say we skipped a month.
Okay, they would be the April minutes. Does anyone have any questions, any adjustments, or changes that they
move to approve?
Second.
There's been a motion to approve the minutes and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed signify by saying no. Being none, minutes are approved. Now we'll move to the financial report, and Chanda and Luke.
Yeah, go ahead, Chanda, if you want to just give us an overview there.
Okay.
Of all of your work.
We have a cash balance of $1.1 million between the four different accounts. The YSR for April is not out yet, so I don't know that current rate. Profit and loss detail, I don't think there was anything out of the ordinary. I did record April's check, so that is in there. Those question marks on the Bighorn Tire and the Kubota, I can now fix most of those. Those are just missing invoices. As far as the budget, we are 83% through the fiscal year. We have collected, I'm going to say 96% of what we've levied if we add that 23-24 funds into the 22-23 funds. And I think that's how it's going to work out, but I'm still not 100% sure. As far as overages, there's a few of them, advertising, oil and gas, machinery equipment repair, shop and cemetery supplies. They're over the 100%, as well as the workers' comp for KC. They're over the 100% that we've budgeted, but our total expenditures are only 68% of what we've budgeted. Is there any questions? Does my format make sense to everybody?
No questions here.
Thank you. I think
on that just so we don't get past that voucher, you're going to have a signature on those checks, on that check. And you say we're still short one?
Two
invoices. Okay, I guess we'll just have to wait on that signature until we get those invoices. All right. Anything else on the Luke? Do you have anything to add on it?
Nope.
We are going to approve or disapprove of the preliminary budget. And we need a vote on that. So
I make a motion we approve the preliminary budget.
I second it.
So I guess, go ahead. We have a motion and a second. Do you have discussion?
Yes. What?
Yeah, we'll open it first. I mean, any discussion from the board?
So, Chanda did, and correct me here, she did the preliminary calculations based on the mill levy estimations for the year of $409,000. And so, based on that, our deficit is... our deficit expenses from income would be $460,000 roughly, based on the budget items that we approved last Thursday. And so that would come to a mill levy of 1.13 if we took it all from mill funds. So my recommendation would be to take, so last year we took 0.692 mills. To a total of $250,000. So if we did, if we increased our take just slightly to 0.75 mils, that would be, 409 times, would give us $306,075, so 460 minus 306 would be roughly $154,000 we would take from reserves if we spent it all. So that would be my recommendation as far as the mill levy request.
And that would remain the same. Is that what I'm hearing?
No, we would.
It would, so.
We would request, let me say, point.
Help me out with where the motor vehicle fees come in there, too. Are those accounted for in that income?
It's accounted for in the income, but it's not something we levy.
Right. No. But based on that budget form that you put out that we have here, it's already accounted for.
As
so this would be
grave sales and
all of that. Yep. So what was the question?
Where would the mill stay the same?
As last year.
Correct.
It would increase slightly to 0.75 mil from.
I thought that's what
we asked. 0.69.
Okay.
Isn't that what you said?
0.692.
Two.
So that would be at 0.75, just 0.75 of a mil, which is still pretty darn low for our available 3 mils. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. How would that impact Joe Bag of Donuts, who lives on Adams Street? Would there be any significant changes in his tax?
No, you're asking a dirt farmer to explain.
So I think there's a couple things that are going to happen, right? So the 0.05 of a mil would be fairly negligible, but the increase in property values is going to go across the board, mm-hmm. is going to increase the tax rates. And so I think certainly... We can leave it at the 0.692 so we don't feel like we're raising anything, which...
But everyone's going up anyway, but it won't be because of us.
It's
going to be because of
property values. Well, the mill has been established by the assessment. That's already been done.
I just don't want anyone to say, that cemetery raised their mill and now we have to pay this. It's negligible.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah.
Or leave it at 7.5, or we can leave it at what it is and use more of our reserves.
So we could, yeah, we could easily leave it at the 0.692, and that would make it so that rough numbers would have to use 177,000 from reserves. Some of which, I mean, you have to remember, we budgeted 125,000, was it, for the completion of the cremation garden project. And so, I mean, part of the reason for the our reserves is capital outlay. Mm-hmm. And so I think it certainly falls within that definition for capital outlay.
We're using the money.
Exactly. That's kind of what that money's for.
Leaving it set there.
And then
we're using that money.
Yeah, and we can replenish it maybe the following year or something. Yeah. I would prefer to do that, to leave it as it is, use some of the reserves to a reasonable extent. And
is that part of the budget that we need to approve now, is the mill levy request, or how much of that we're requesting from the mill agenda?
They will actually, we'll give them a dollar amount, they will assign the mill levy,
okay,
what amount it is, but given the numbers that we were given, we can get a pretty close estimate.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, I guess there's a motion on the table already. I don't know if we'd have to, it's kind of a, not necessarily a complete motion. So, if we want to draw that and then approve the budget.
Do we need to put that in our budget that we're going to withdraw it from that?
We would need to do the amount that we're requesting from.
Yeah, from our reserves. Well, I meant from our reserves.
Yeah.
We'll have to, because that would adjust it to where the number should be about the same.
Be reflected in the final budget, which would be, we need to present to the courthouse next month.
June 1st. And if you do pull funds out of reserves, which is completely fine, you just have to have that in the minutes. There has to be a motion to pull those monies out of reserves.
I would make a motion that we pull the money for the cremation garden out of the reserves.
We need to withdraw there.
Do we have to withdraw?
I make a motion to withdraw the motion I made.
Yeah, okay. I do too.
Okay. So then I can make a motion that we withdraw the. Oh.
Can I just suggest the wording for the. And help me if I'm wrong.
Please help me, yeah.
So we would approve the budget with the understanding that we would use our reserve funds to keep our mill levy request even from last year.
That's the motion.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
That's us. You make it. It's perfect.
Yeah. We're using our reserves to balance our budget.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would second that then. If that would be the you would say you made that motion since you've got the right language.
Any further comment or discussion? There being none, all those in favor of accepting this motion and second, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? There being none, the proposed budget is approved.
And I'd like to thank Chanda and Luke for all their work up front to make our budget meeting last week painless. So,
thank you.
Thanks for doing that.
So, Luke, I will make these changes, and then if you want to do the budget message or you want me to help with that.
We can do
we'll
it together.
It
how about that? Because I don't know what a budget message is necessarily, but be happy to work with you. So thank
you. And that is being presented to the commissioner's office by the 31st.
The commissioner's and the Department of Audit by the 1st of June.
So we approved the proposed budget. Does that have to be signed, I guess?
Yes.
Well, probably not that one. That's
This is.
That was just a paper copy of.
That's what you'll be turning in.
Yes.
Okay. Keep this right here. All right. Any other discussion on the financial report? We will. Move to the sections report.
Did you approve the financial report?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
see on the year-to-date sheet there, some data. You're welcome to go through that. And the tons of gravel applied this month was a kind of a guesstimate. It's hard to keep track of that. So it's a little bit rough this
month.
Where
did you put gravel at this month?
We put some of it we just spread. Like we just go up roads where there's places where it's been muddy, especially during the runoff. If we've had a lot of mud coming up through the road base, we'll just put it in, just spread it along the road there. And some
so
of it
you
is
purchased
spread.
That gravel?
No. Van, one of the last things he did before he left was purchase, he kind of stockpiled us on gravel.
Oh,
so
okay.
So we've been accessing that. We still have, I don't know, I think I could probably, I don't know if Paul's still here, but I probably could guess we probably still have 10 ton left up there. So that's what we've been using for gravel this year and through the last fall as well. We did have a lot of road repairs this spring, and so that's where a lot of that gravel's going.
I had a question about the Saturday burials and the total hours. And so there are 24 Saturday burials in April?
No.
Or is that year to date? Or what is that?
If you look at the shaded bar there, you'll see that that's, some of those are monthly. And then if you look down to the next shaded bar, those following that are year to date.
Okay.
So the burials last month would be 8 at the very top of the page.
Okay.
And then the year-to-date number would be 73.
Okay, but the Saturday burials are 24, and that's year-to-date, obviously, not this month.
Yes,
okay.
That's year-to-date.
And so it was 111 and a quarter hours spent on Saturday burials. So I just did a little division, and that's like 4.6 hours per burial. Is that pretty average of what it takes? I have no idea.
That,
I'm just asking.
That's probably about it. I think
okay.
that's good.
Okay. So I just want, I had no idea, so I wondered. Okay.
That includes, because that also includes the prep for a
so that's what it would be for. It's not the actual hours on Saturday, though.
Sometimes it is. Sometimes we prep it, but usually we try to prep it, but like dig
before,
the space before
yeah.
if we can.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of
to minimize the Saturday
okay.
hours, but it doesn't
okay.
always work out. So, but that's a good average, I think.
Okay. And I'm still on the Saturday burials, and I know that's not a thing, really, we're too, but I just think it's good to track it.
Yeah.
So up here it says full-time employees, 28 and a half hours, and part-time help, times 7. Could you just explain
yeah.
what that means?
Yep. The part-time help, we if it's Paul or I, we're the only two full-time technically two full-time employees. So that's a summary of how many hours either Paul or I have spent on Saturday burials.
This month?
Yes.
Okay.
So if we, but how we pay all part-time help is we give them a flat rate just per burial on a Saturday.
Oh,
and so that's
okay.
how many times we had to issue that part, that flat rate to a part-time help.
Thank you.
So that's what that, and I did change that formula format a little bit. It's a little clear once you understand it, I think.
I love charts.
But that's how many times we had to issue the flat rate for part-time help on
and
Saturday burial.
On, were there some times that there were two, this month, two part-time? I mean, one of the two of you is always there, right?
Yes. Yep.
And so there were 5 of them. So how did we get 7 part-time helpers? We had 2 a couple of times?
Because we had multiple helpers on multiple funerals. So we have
two funerals.
Yes. Yeah. We had a day, we had 2 funerals on the same day. So they're close enough that you really have to hustle to get all the equipment moved over and prepped for the next day.
Yeah.
So we had those, some of the summer help us on that day.
What's that flat rate then?
I
think it's
125.
Okay. I thought it was something like that. I remember talking about it. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's what you pay even like the kids who work on the weekend or work for you on the weekends?
That's all part-time help. If it, sometimes it's usually does. In the past, Danetti has helped us, but she hasn't recently. And so we've usually it's It's the summer help, high school.
Okay. So we would normally be paying them, what, $12 an hour or something, $14 an hour or whatever. But so we kind of up that when it's a burial.
On a weekend burial, yes.
But don't they work on weekends anyway? They don't.
No.
Okay.
No.
A lot of times kids work on weekends. That's why I asked that.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. That's.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but with the exception of the Saturday burial, we don't have any employees working that day.
Right.
So if it's a Thursday burial, we do have employees working.
I can explain the flat rate real quick. We were having problems getting someone to come in and spend those 4 hours or 2 hours or what have you. We dangle that carrot out there, say for $125, would you come in? And so that's the reason we went with the flat rate on the Saturday burials, is to assure that we have someone available.
Okay.
Any more questions on burials?
I don't mind questions at all. In fact, I like that because that means it's comprehensive.
I'm learning that.
So that's good.
I have some questions. Are you finished?
What do you
have? Yes, I am.
No, wait.
Oh, him. Sure. Okay. Sorry.
On the year to date?
No, on your report.
Okay. I have another page or two.
No.
But you're welcome to interject.
You're going to finish
go ahead.
Up with the.
Go ahead.
Sure.
Next third report.
Yep. On the next page there, you'll see the projects that we accomplished above the standard operations here.
Did you get the front gates to work?
Not as of yet.
Oh, okay.
They are working?
No, not as of yet. I'm sorry. I have to contact them. I believe that we're waiting on parts. The last time I had them out, they were going to change the timers, so they ordered the timers, so I'm waiting for those timers to come in. When they finish the timers, if that still does not resolve that, I think we're just going to try and find another company to address our situation. So I'm kind of waiting for this current an effort to process, and we'll see what happens. So that's kind of ongoing. So there's the KC heater is installed, and we're hoping to have the tank installed this next month, or actually on the 16th, I think we have it scheduled with Tri-County to have that installed and plumbed. So that'll be exciting, just in time for summer.
Mm-hmm. It always works out.
But it's there. So, right.
It's the 16th now, not Thursday?
Oh, I think it's, is this Thursday the 16th?
No.
It's the 9th today.
You told me Thursday.
I'm pretty sure it's this Thursday, so I may not be at 16th.
Well, then that one needs to know.
Time. Work
for sure,
yeah. But
16th is Tuesday. Tuesday, the 16th.
Must be the 16th.
If it's the 16th, it
should
is Tuesday.
Be this Thursday.
Okay, then that would be
that'd
the 18th.
Be the 11th. I'm sorry.
11th.
Oh, the 11th. Oh, this yeah. Thursday then.
So.
2 days.
2 days.
Okay.
2 days.
Yes, 2 days. All right. And we've communicated that earlier. I just messed up on the date off the top of my head. I apologize. All right. And then we did get the first pass of road grading done. Right now it's a little bit rough because we're cleaning our shoulders off. And that hasn't, I don't know if it's ever been done. So we're using a brush that we rented to do that. And then once we get the shoulders all clean, the gravel pushed all back out of the grass and up onto the road, then we'll go back and regrade that again, so we'll have another grading. Hopefully we can get it done, because it is kind of time-sensitive to try and get it done before the ground dries out too much. Once it dries out, it's really difficult to grade. So, thanks to Paul. I think he's gone, but I just want to say thank you. He brought in his power washer and washed all the equipment from the winter. Our power washer is pretty dilapidated, so I appreciate that. We had a lot of mud on a lot of places, so That was extra effort on his part. I believe we are completed with our mower fleet repairs. We still have a mower in Kubota dealership, but we just have to retrieve it. I'm pretty sure it's completed. So that was a huge project.
So, that one that was all pieced, everybody took the parts off of that number of places. Right. That's back fully.
It is up and running. We still have to retrieve that, but it is available. So that's good. And we're putting effort into not robbing parts off of the mowers from here forward. That way we can keep an accurate log on what a mower is costing us.
You can't cannibalize and not put the parts out of order.
Right. So if we end up with a lemon, it shows up as a lemon in our bookwork. And so anyway. All right. Any questions about that?
Well, I wonder why you have rearranged and cleaned the KC shop.
I didn't. Danetti did.
Oh, so that's her work, not your work. Okay.
I combined all the Sexton's reports.
Okay. That makes it clear.
And I felt like it was kind of like you did this and we did that. And so I felt it would be a little more kind of a joint effort approach if we just combined what we did on one report. So
okay.
Is KC going to get some new trees?
Yes, actually, we have a cherry tree ordered for them.
Okay, so I have a question about that. And trees are the whole reason I probably ran for the cemetery board, because I wanted to have trees in KC. So, but I thought I'd been told that it was the lot owner who's responsible for the trees and for their upkeep. So that's not the case.
It depends on if it's on a lot.
Yeah.
If they
choose to put one on their lot, then they're required to
But
maintain it.
But as a district, we can definitely install.
We could install trees wherever we liked. So, if Liz had her dream, and Danette probably is not loving this, but if we had some trees kind of interspersed throughout the cemetery rather than just on the borders, the cemetery could do that, but then that would become Danette's responsibility.
We
just wondered
right
about
away.
That. Okay.
And there in Danette, there in KC, we would have to put in irrigation to that tree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As long as it's in the right of ways, we can do that. It's,
yeah.
You know,
okay.
It's a time expense, whatever, but we can do that.
So future, I want to think about that.
Okay. Any other questions?
Maybe now I'll ask my question.
Sure.
My concern remains the same, that it's not going to be cleaned by Memorial Day.
Okay.
And I'd like to know how that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because Paul can't do it by himself.
Right.
I need you out there. Those kids need to... I know they're working and doing the ditches so that...
Yeah.
But they're also racing around on the
side-by-side.
And she looked, for instance, was out there hours yesterday doing her own family, and no one was out there working.
On a beautiful day, there was nobody in the field doing any cleanup. None.
So I don't know how it's going to be get completed
on a gorgeous day.
Mm-hmm. By Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
I'm concerned.
Okay. And I'll convey that to Paul as well. But we did have a delay, and I think we were concerned about that too. But I think that we're on track again, and I'm not concerned about making it by Memorial Day, if that helps. But we are getting our staff, our summer staff. We're getting fully staffed. We have two new members coming in this next week. That's going to help, and then we also. The delay we had was we actually had two mechanical breakdowns with the tractor, which is doing the kind of bearing most of the load as far as preparing the shoulder work as well as the road grading. And those have been repaired as of today. Paul's been out there hitting it pretty hard. That's where he's at right now, trying to make up time with that brush, getting those shoulders back up to par. So I'm not too terribly concerned about it.
But do you understand the quality
the level of excellence that we expect?
Sure.
And I just want to make sure that we are communicating our expectations
sure.
appropriately.
Yeah.
Because that's the most beautiful cemetery in Wyoming.
Right. And I think we have exceeded, if you look at this, the condition of the cemetery last year.
I'm not going to compare. I'm
well,
not that today.
That's fine.
It's not ready.
But we have to kind of figure out where we're at, where we're coming from, what we have, what goals are next. So we have to look at a big picture here. And so I think we are definitely ahead of the curve. And we are.
I'm going to disagree with them.
And that's fine.
So I want you to prove me wrong when I come out here on Memorial Day. And
sure.
And it looks gorgeous. Please prove
it'll
me
be
wrong.
Gorgeous.
And it's great.
If you, the thing is, with as much property as we're trying to get accomplished, if you want to find a fault, you'll find a fault. If you want to.
That's
but
not,
that
that's
being said.
Yeah. Because I'm hearing from community members too.
Mm, sure.
They go, what's with the cemetery?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I hear quite a bit of feedback as well, and I take everybody's feedback seriously. So I think, and that being said, we take volunteers. You're welcome to come out and help out at any time. We would love to have you.
Do you think you need some more help than what you already have on board coming? I mean, could we, is there some way we can provide for that? In the past, you've talked about you had a temporary group come
we
in or something.
Temp services, for additional mm-hmm. help. That was
I'm just wondering if you feel mm-hmm. you need that, don't feel bad about speaking up and saying, yeah, we need that help.
Okay.
Well,
that definitely takes some pressure off. I appreciate that.
You know, we do have to meet the public's expectations,
sure.
and they are really high for Willow Grove. Which why growing up in Buffalo when I first moved to KC was shocking.
Well, I understand that if you own the plot, that it's your responsibility to clean the plot. Okay? We have a lot of old plots, John, and not everybody is alive anymore to come and clean those. So as a sexton, your job is the groundkeeping, is to keep this cemetery beautiful and to bury the dead and da da da. You have a lot of responsibilities. But not everybody, every family still has living people that come out and clean these up. So we need to get people out here with rakes and shovels, and we need to get some of these plots clean. Even though they're old, there's not everybody's alive to take care of them anymore. So when you come out here and you see all that, sure, people are like, well, gee, how come the cemetery's not cleaning that up? There's a lot of work out here. And all that gravel that's spread out and the grass, that's going to take a machine. That's going to take more than a rake to clean. I can't do it. I can't move it. I go around and look at all these old plots. There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
For instance, the Rothwell plot, that's a big space that they have. I can't rake all that myself. And that's my mother's family. They're not alive anymore to take care of it. Or family doesn't live here anymore. A lot of them don't live in Wyoming. So we got to keep these places clean.
But there's a basic level of cleanliness that we do.
Yes.
We don't ignore a plot just because the family doesn't take care of it.
Right.
I mean, we clean the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of headstones out there when I was driving around the other day that are buried in the ground. And I wouldn't, as a family member, have the equipment to pick those up. The dirt's over the top of them. They need to be brought back up.
I don't know if we would need an authorization from the family.
Well, and if the family's still alive, there you go. If you got all that information about them, let's contact them and say, hey, a couple of headstones are getting, we have permission, and I'm sure they'd say, sure, let's pick them up.
And a lot of the older stones, we don't have much more than a name.
Exactly.
So
I guess it's our job, isn't it, to keep the cemetery looking good?
Typically, they would hire a monument company to deal with the monument.
Yeah.
We do what we can.
I'm going to make a comment here. We've had an unusually tough winter.
Well, yeah.
Everything looks like crap.
Yeah, it does.
I would ask anyone here, are you completely finished with your spring lawn work? Has your lawn work been completed? Is it all completed?
Yes.
Some may have it completed. But you're not dealing with 90 acres. We're dealing with winter damage that was done by plowing all the snow we continuously plowed on these roads back and forth all spring. That gravel leaves the top of the road. There's no way you could plow snow without losing gravel. You look out here in this gravel patch out here, that was plowed all winter long. That gravel keeps expanding. Our parking lot keeps getting bigger and bigger. So in defense of the people that are doing the work out here, they've got to, granted, there's a lot of work to do, but it's been a late spring. We couldn't get, it was tough to get at it early. Heck, it's hard to rake leaves when there's still snow on top.
Or the frozen to the ground.
Or the mall. So,
well, they're wet. The ones I raked yesterday were wet.
Yeah. And John, we understand that.
Yeah. But like yesterday,
I guess I thought I would have seen you out there.
What time were you out there?
Well, I was out there from about 2:30 to 5 o'clock.
5. Well, technically, we aren't supposed to be out after 4 because that would be overtime.
Well, it wasn't after 4. I was out all afternoon cleaning. But
what we need to look at is that it needs to be done. And, you know,
and the issue
my spring yard work's not done because to that, well, I'm not capable of doing much. I'm relying on others. But that if I was going to have a big event on a certain day, I'd have to get it done by that day. And that's where we're kind of at. It's like, so all I want to know is the plan for getting it done. Because obviously it is going to take a lot of work. So sure. What's the plan?
So this is the plan. I'll tie this in with a little bit of yesterday. Paul had yesterday off. And so that limits how much summer help we can get. Right now our summer help only comes in after school. We only get them probably an hour and a half in the afternoon. They spent the day working up on that ditch, digging the ditch out. And so they probably weren't, in fact, they weren't out on mulchers or mowers. They were out there literally hand digging that ditch out. There's muck in the bottom of it, and so we got to clean that out before we can use it for irrigation. So that's what they were doing yesterday. And so that also kind of illustrates what we're up against is usually we have these, and we're ahead of the curve on this year because in the past we wait till school lets out, and then we're scavenging, trying to get kids to come over and go to work, and then we have this training. But being able to hire them during the winter like we did and then get them trained and broke in on the equipment, now when school's out, they can hit it full-time, and they already are skilled or partially skilled at what we're expecting them to do. And so some of our work waits until school's out. I don't know when school lets out this year. I haven't heard the exact date. But so right now, the plan is how we're dealing with this is we have already been proactive in getting fully staffed with kids who know what is going to be expected of them and then are prepared as soon as school is out to come out and just start working full days with us. And so that's going to be kind of a,
I guess that's not going to help us for Memorial Day. Cemetery staffs in the past have been able to get it ready for Memorial Day without summer help. And so I think we should be able to expect the same from you, and it sounds like you're confident you'll get it done before Memorial Day.
We have 2 weeks still, and we have more people coming in, and I'm confident we'll have it.
Are your the kids that are coming now, I noticed that they're not supervised. Do you go out and check the work or check on them when they're out here working?
Yes, they usually are. Yesterday they were minimally supervised simply because Paul was gone and I was in here doing things, and so I was in and out a little bit trying to check on them, keep up on them. So they were supervised. They were minimally supervised, but they were.
I just wondered because they were racing that side by side pretty fast through those roads to go up to the ditch. Mm-hmm. And he had a friend here with him, so I didn't know if that was appropriate. When you're working, you shouldn't have your buddy hanging out with you.
Unless your buddy's working as hard as you work.
Not unless the buddy picked up a shovel.
If he's volunteering, I'll let him.
But I don't know if he was. That's why I'm asking if he was supervised.
Yeah.
So. All right. Good deal.
Okay.
Any questions or comments on the section's report? Okay. We've finished up the guest presentation. An unfinished business, the insurance agenda.
I didn't get it done, so that's on me. But Chanda is understanding what we're doing now and has made those corrections as we saw in the vouchers. And so I just need to include that.
So
and then,
we'll move this to
the next month. Next month.
Next month's meeting. Okay.
It's really the employee benefit section of the employee handbook is what it should be labeled as.
Okay, we now move to the bidding process. I believe we're at a point where I think I'm going to ask for volunteers to form a committee to work with Grant on solidifying that bidding process. We've got your input. I believe that was a handout.
The 25th, the last is
Grant has
for KC, and I think we have the same schedule as Buffalo this year. I couldn't find the Buffalo calendar.
Yeah.
Go over it. Make it solid and present it next month, and then we finally would be complete. We have that bidding process complete. So, are there any volunteers? Not me. I don't have time. I just simply don't have the time right now. So,
is it just the process that we want, or is it
we want to start that process by getting
bids for this?
Well, for almost for any bid,
any
bidding process has been. Just to putting it kindly, it hasn't worked out very well. We've had issues. I think we've got everything put together. We just need to get it solidified so that we can look at it and vote on it.
So when it comes to this table, we can actually make a decision.
Can move it into our policies and procedures as an addendum to the policies and procedures.
How many bids are we required to get, John? Like two or three for a bid?
To be honest with you, I don't know if there's a minimum amount of bids. We've had instances in the past where we've only gotten one bid. Yeah. So
that's not good.
No, I mean, if it's something where, you know, we're not talking
about our projects. As a rule, aren't that big. So, bigger contractors are not.
If it's over a dollar amount, then you probably should get a couple bids,
Well, we always try. For example,
if you get somebody to do the work.
On the cremation garden, we're right now sitting on one bid, two counties, country living or whatever it is. But there again, one of the reasons this has been drug out as long as it has is because the bids haven't been consistent.
Right, but now we have a process to make them consistent.
I think we've got everything we need, kind of been presented. We just need to get it.
Should we do it by committee, like a committee that's working on the cremation garden, a committee that's working on, I don't know, like when you purchase the gate or.
The big ones, certainly.
And then that committee could be responsible for those bids.
There was a committee on cremation gardens, but they're no longer on the board.
I think that would be one we should be getting a committee together because when we have these things sitting here, it hasn't been on the agenda for the last 3 months. I feel like we're spinning our wheels. I mean, talking about the bidding process that we submitted the stuff for, everyone was in agreement about, and then we bring it back to the meeting. I don't see where that's helpful, to be honest, John. Did anyone have problems with what was presented? I mean, essentially, either a committee or a person helps Grant find the bids, and we get it done.
Yeah.
I feel like we're doing a lot of spinning again.
Maybe what we need to do is establish the committee.
Take care of the cremation garden, because I don't feel like I'm probably the right one for it. Sounds like you guys have the history of the project and understand what the scope of the work was supposed to be. But we're spinning as a board.
We've made no progress on this.
Yeah.
And to take a month to talk about the bidding process seems silly in my mind. I mean, I hate to phrase it that way, but that's my two cents, and I'll be quiet.
Okay.
Well, I don't believe it's something that necessarily has to be voted on, although if we do add it to the policies and procedures, then it would have to be voted on. So I would ask at this point, what do we add to the policy and procedures?
We spent 30 minutes talking about it last month. Everyone was fine with it, and then it's back here so that we can spend another 30 minutes to an hour talking about it again, which is my frustrating part. I don't know where we left it the last time. We'd have to listen to the meeting, which we can do. But really, I think the work that needs to be done is we need to get a committee together. We need to get that cremation garden, the bid in process, so we can get the work done this year. So that's talked again.
So should we make a motion to select a committee for the cremation garden? Because is that the one we're mostly worried about getting going?
Well, I was on the previous
committee. Yeah.
Committee. I mean,
I would imagine it would take three people or something.
We had it to the point where we put the bid.
Like, where are we at here?
When you get one bid for $250,000 and another bid for $50,000,
well,
you can't just say, well.
See, I think the committee should solicit new bids.
But when you're submitting a bid, you got to get the scope of work. So.
Well, that's what that process was, so that what we would send to the person that was going to do it, we'd say, these are the things we want you to do. Now, bid it. Right? I mean, that shouldn't be hard.
Right, because you can't, like John just said, you get $250,000 bid or $50,000 bid.
The right the person who did the bid didn't have the right parameters. Yeah. That's our fault. So either the committee or the sexton or whoever we decide should do it needs to lay out the parameters of what we want to the people we want to bid it.
And that's what we talked about last month for the bidding process. And I thought we made that decision.
Yeah. The parameters were there, but I think where the confusion is for the bidders, we're not making ourselves clear what we want done.
Right.
You know, you put it on paper in an email, and I could tell you, you can read it different. Luke can read it different. And, you know, everybody's going to read it different. We got to make it simple. If not, get them out here. Say, hey,
this is what we want.
This is what we want. And we have to draw pictures of little stick men. This is where we want them. That's what we have to do. But in an email, when you're seeing a scope of work, not everybody's interpreting it different. So we need to make it very clear, you know, the process has been there, but I think it's just the way it goes out.
I think we need to line out things like we need a sidewalk of X number of feet, stamped, whatever we want it to be. We're going to want the landscaping
that
you propose. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying, our new process.
In different phases, it's like, okay, we need a sidewalk. This is the dimensions. We want it here. Mm-hmm. Now we want trees here. We're going to have something over here. We got to have a drawing where everything's at. Tell them.
Well, I think you could let the bidder kind of design that for you. A lot of it. I mean, you sell them.
Well, we've got.
What do you want?
We've had a bidder that has designed it. Now you can go online and see what.
So that's is that available to the public?
This is actually
That's on our website.
So that's what the public thinks we're doing.
So this is
and we haven't even decided about that.
But
I'm not too sure that's a good idea.
That's not, it's a propose. It's not a commitment. So this is the idea of what it looks like.
But I don't know.
Let me make a comment real quick. We were right to the point last fall of having a contractor come out and start doing the work. Although we had the huge discrepancies in the bid. And this part, maybe this is my fault, but because we were going to be switching boards, as president of the board, I opted to shut it down so that you people would be working on it as opposed to the previous board. So that's one of the reasons why there's nothing done right now. But we, even if we would have went ahead, we couldn't have gone ahead with it because we had such a discrepancy in the bids. We had one contractor that was wanting to add things, one contractor bid it as an overall project as opposed to phase one, the phase one project. So, but there again, when we had that issue with the new board coming in, and I opted as president of the board to, I guess, to put it simply, was just to table it until the new board could.
So what I guess I'm hearing is we need two committees, one to finalize the bidding process work. So I would volunteer to be on that committee. Dave, it sounds like you have lots of experience with that through the your previous. Would you be willing to be on that as well with me?
Yeah.
Anyone else want to be on the bidding process committee?
What's the other one that you propose?
Well, I think
you got
two.
I mean, cremation garden committee that needs to. I mean, we need to start.
I would ask at least one other board member to work with me, and we'll get that cremation garden.
I don't think I'm the right person because I'm against it.
I do, and never was going to cremation garden. So I like know who's going to take care of that once it's all established.
This guy. It's his fault.
Okay.
I'll work with you on that. Okay.
Got to.
Okay. So we've got a couple of committees, and I would say that the cremation garden committee, if you guys can hurry up and get the bidding thing figured out,
hurry up.
Then we should come back by next meeting with three different bids for the cremation garden.
I'd be real
surprised if you get one.
I'm hoping we can get two solid bids for the.
Well, let's make an attempt to get three. Let's say it as that. That'll be our goal, is to get three. But we need to have the bidding process thing figured out so that we can take that to the contractors, right? So
Grant, you want to work with us too on the since you'll be
bid process or the. Sure.
Well, probably both of them.
Yeah, you probably have. Sure.
That's fine. The Cremation Garden Committee, who all is on that again? Liz?
Well,
and
John.
Liz and John.
And then myself.
Yep.
And you and then.
And I might have to do those meetings by Zoom, you guys. So I just can't come up all the time. So, but I can Zoom about any time. Or
I'm thrilled with this because I felt like over the winter I've tried to carry process without a committee, and that's a huge relief to have help. I appreciate it.
I did have a question I need to ask her, and it's just a personal thing. So go ahead.
So you and I are on the bidding.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just get that bidding, take that information that you had, and establish something.
Are we looking at local contracts?
I'll send you the file,
or?
And then... Okay. And then you can look over
and
it.
And we, of course, get him a
where to start.
Add it to the policy and procedure.
Start local. That's what I'm saying. You start with local and then expand out.
What's that?
No, starting with local contractors and then maybe expand out.
We always have in the past.
Okay.
It's
a good rule of thumb.
Yeah.
And I, summer projects, I'm sure they're all probably starting, but.
We've covered the unfinished business. We have no new business listed. Is there anyone want to call an executive session?
I have some new business I made a phone call. If you guys want to hear what I called the county shop, talked to Scott Perringer about helping blade these roads out here.
Oh, the county, okay.
I called the county. I called and talked
to that would be
new business.
Refer back to maintenance. But no, go ahead.
I made a phone call to Scott and asked him about the county helping blade these roads. And he said the process that we have to do is we have to go before the commissioners to get approval. But if they would have the time, they would be glad to come out here and blade these roads. So that's up to you guys if you...
Which would free up
a lot of time.
A lot of time to get on mowers.
Right.
Well, it wouldn't take very long.
When did the commissioners meet?
14-foot mower.
I don't know.
Put it out on a 12-foot.
Sorry.
They meet once.
You don't know when the commissioners meet?
It's not going to work very well.
I can tell you when they meet next.
Thank you.
I mean, that's
last week.
That's from an old road.
And they bring their own equipment.
Old road hand, yeah.
Yeah.
Their equipment is pretty big for these.
Next Tuesday.
Blade with a 14-foot mold board
Well, it's going to cover more than the small road.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a thought.
Yeah.
Scott said they would help out if we needed the help.
Your 3-point blade on your tractor is probably going to work as good as anything.
I can show you
our driveway. I've got 2.25 miles of driveway that I maintain with a 9-foot 3-point blade behind my tractor, and I would dare the county to show me any one of their roads that's smoother than what our driveway is right now.
Well, we'll get you out here to
it. It can be done.
Okay, I would like to say that I think we should take them up on that if they're willing to do it, for the reason we just said, and free these guys up, both of you guys.
And if they don't have the equipment to do it, they'll tell us.
Yeah.
Kate just said that they meet next Tuesday. So
what
we'd
time,
have,
Kate, do they meet? Nine.
So we'd need a representative probably to go
next Tuesday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I can't, but Sheila, would you do that?
Yeah, we got a volunteer right here.
Oh, yep.
Good. Thank you, Sheila.
Sure enough.
I knew Sheila would
volunteer. And ask. And I'll ask about the equipment.
And you know the people.
I suggest that you get hold of Jody Telkamp prior, you know, anytime now, and ask to be on the agenda.
Okay.
You could go with a comment section, but it's, I think it would be better, more appropriate for you to be on the agenda. I'm going to be speaking just as an observer of those meetings, but
okay.
I suggest that you call Jody. She's the administrator for them, and just ask for an agenda item.
Okay.
She'll be able to talk you through what you need to do.
How wide are our roads? You said...
Well,
how wide are our roads out here?
Well, that is a great question.
12 feet.
I would guess it would be about 12 feet.
I mean, you could work it with one of the big blades. You just angle the blade further, you're
sure
you're cutting. But we don't have bore ditches, so we don't have anything to take from. Basically, a flat road out there that's got some gravel on it.
Okay.
But they.
Does that sound like a
good idea? They would.
Oh, yeah. That
would
be
fantastic. We would come out and do it. Yeah.
They've been helpful.
And Scott said they've done, he doesn't remember ever blading roads, but he has come out and helped.
I think
he did.
Yes.
I think he said something about he had done
sand.
Yeah.
And we have a request for an executive session.
You know what? I'm sorry. There are too many people talking. Sorry. And that's poor communication.
I need to take the bull by the ball, by the horns.
Yeah.
And,
whichever works.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
There is a request for an executive session.
Yes.
All right. So we will have to. And I would ask.
And I think I can make it clear. Okay.
Yeah. I would ask that everybody have to, at the very least, go in the garage, but leave them.
Do you know what you could do to me?